It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
And a good Tuesday night, everyone out there in Kansaland and listening live on MSESports.net or watching on the Hiawatha channel, as tonight we bring you first round action from the Hiawatha Invitational Girls Basketball Tournament, as two games here tonight have been completed already. And that brings us to our nightcap, where two teams who have already met once this season will meet up again here tonight, as the host school Hiawatha will take on the Bulldogs from Marysville. And again, good evening. Chance Link back at the studios running controls, also here running the Hiawatha channel. We have Leah Kessler and Paige Mueller here tonight as we bring you this, again, first-round game here this evening. Before we get into this upcoming matchup, here's what happened earlier today during the Hiawatha Invitational. In our first matchup at 4:30 today, the number one seed Jackson Heights took on the 6-seed Concordia. And it was all Cobras in the first quarter as they jumped out to a double-digit lead and never looked back, as they went on to win it by 10, 54-44. Jackson Heights will advance to the winner's bracket. In game two, a couple of teams from outside the area, Lafayette and St. Mary's, here tonight. And it was a close one all the way to the end, at number two Lafayette actually going down to St. Mary's, as the Bears come into tonight playing very well. And they win this one in a high-scoring game, 61-51, and they advance. So that means that the winner of the game we have coming up here in just a minute between Hiawatha and Marysville will take on St. Mary's on Thursday, with the loser of that game playing, or this game coming up here, will play Jackson Heights then. Those games will probably be at 6 o'clock and then again at 7:30. Whichever game Hiawatha is in more than likely will be the 7:30 contest on Thursday. Well, again, I mentioned Hiawatha-Marysville met up. Actually, it was the first game of the season for both teams, as Hiawatha would go on to win in a defensive struggle. Both teams really struggling to get off on the offensive front, 34-32. Hiawatha would go on to win that one back on December 1st. As far as the past few years, Hiawatha actually has won three times in a row. And again, a lot of dates that they did not play for about 5 or 6 years. The last time Marysville beat Hiawatha was January 23rd, all the way back in 2018. Again, coming up, we've got Hiawatha taking on Marysville here on this broadcast, brought to you by the MSC Sports Radio Network and Rainbow Communications, again, proud title sponsor of high school basketball here on Kansaland Radio. We're going to step away for a quick commercial break. We'll come back here in just a minute with tonight's starting lineups right here on Kansaland Radio.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton, or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And welcome back here to the Roundhouse as the Red Hawk Pep Band in full force and a very large student section here tonight. A lot of the boys basketball team here tonight for this girls-only contest in the annual Hiawatha Invitational Tournament, again here at Hiawatha High School. Again, our matchup here tonight will feature the Hiawatha Red Hawks and the Marysville Bulldogs in the nightcap of the annual HIT. Need to announce some of our sponsors again for the Hiawatha Channel, again where we are broadcasting and live streaming tonight's game. They include Heartland Realty of Hiawatha, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Peterson Seed and Services, Hiawatha Family Dentistry, Skyview Equipment in Hiawatha and St. Joe Tractor, and the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha. We're about a minute away. We're going to get you our starting lineups here tonight in just a moment. Again, coming into tonight's game, Hiawatha was able to get off of a three-game losing streak as they were able to knock off Perry LeCompton Friday 38-24 as they are averaging just 38 points per game. As in that ball game, again, a very tough defense for Hiawatha, holding Perry to just 24 points in the win. Marysville, on the other hand, they come into tonight's game having lost the Nemaha Central on Friday, and actually a very close matchup, 42-38. The last time Marysville won actually was when they played Concordia on January the 13th, as they beat Concordia 40-33, the final in that one. All right, so for tonight's starting lineups, we'll start with the away team on the scoreboard. That would be the Marysville Bulldogs. Their starting lineup looks like this: a 5'6 junior, number 3, Bella Rader; a 5'5 senior, number 4, Bryn O'Neill; a 5'10 junior, number 11, Haley Ingalls; a 5'7 senior, number 15, Maddie Kapp; and a 5'8 sophomore, number 21, Lindsay Dressman. For the home team, Hiawatha Redhawks, their starting lineup looks like this: a 5'5 senior, number 2, Josie Delaney; also 6'1 junior, number 12, Abby Elfner. Also starting tonight is a 5'8 senior, number 23, Darcy Lears; a 5'9 senior, Aubrey Kent, number 34, also starting tonight. And also getting the nod here tonight is the 5'5 freshman, number 33, Kenzie Nelson. The head coach for Marysville is Ben Wurtenberger. He is in his first season. Assistant coaches J.J. Hornung and Tara Hager. Brady Jasper for the Redhawks, he is in his eighth season with the Hawks. Stacy Jasper and Kelsey Huben, his assistants. Marysville coming into tonight with a 3-7 record, a 3-3 record in the NCKL, with the Redhawks tonight entering the game with a 4-6 overall record in the Big 7 League, a very tough Big 7 League. They have a record of 2-5. We're about set to go. The officials will get things set up here as jumping it up for Marysville is number 11, Haley Ingalls, and the 6'1 junior, Abby Elfner, will jump for Hiawatha. Ball is in the air, and Hiawatha will control the opening tip-off. Darcy Leert has it to start. She's going to swing it over to Abby Elfner, and Hiawatha working around the top of the perimeter as they run their offense. Kent has it now. She kicks it over to Nelson in the far corner. Delaney thought about the deep three, passed up. Kinsey now has it. She's going to get it back over to Delaney again in the far corner. Marysville currently running a man defense. Nearly a turnover by Nelson, but Hiawatha able to control it. Here we are, nearly 45 seconds into the game and no shot yet. Nelson's going to fire from three, but it is off the back iron, and the rebound out to Marysville. Hiawatha with a little three-quarter court press. Marysville able to get it across as that ball tipped by Darcy as the zone defense put in play there by Hiawatha. That ball gets thrown out of bounds and a turnover against Marysville, their first here of the game. Minute off the clock now. Red Hawks bring it across midcourt. Elsner with it at top of the key. She dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it over to Delaney. She'll trigger the three and, oh, just a little strong. She had it lined up well, but unfortunately, just too much muscle on that shot. Marysville tries to work it down low, but Abby Elsner is there to tip the pass, and then the shot goes up and over the backboard and out of bounds. So Hiawatha will get the ball back on the missed shot. Again, in the other two games we saw here tonight, some very speedy offense being run, especially by St. Mary's and Lafayette. Here in this one, things slowing up just a little bit. We're going to get a foul called on Hiawatha. It's the first one of the game. And they are going to call this one on Josie Delaney, which is her first. And again, team foul number one on the Redhawks. Marysville again tries to work it down low. Abby Elsner tips it again, and Marysville lucky to maintain it. Triggering the three is Raider, and that one is going to go as Marysville first to get on the board as they're up 3-0 here early on. Elsner has it now. She works it down to Lears, and double team on her. Kick it back out to Delaney. She'll dribble and get up to the corner at the free throw line and fire the shot. And Kent tried to save it from going out, but she steps out of bounds. So the first turnover against Hiawatha, and Marysville has it back up 3-0, 5:37 to go here in our opening quarter. Steal there by Darcy Lears. She crosses midcourt. Easy layup and 2 points. And Darcy Lears gets the scoring started for the Redhawks. Another turnover on Marysville. They are already up to 3. Darcy playing up in that zone. She does that a lot. A lot of tip passes and steals, and we're going to get a foul called, and it's the second one against Hiawatha. This one's going to go against Lears. So two quick team fouls here, 2 minutes in. And at the free throw line will be Maddie Kapp. First one is good. Second free throw for the senior. It is up and it is off the rim, no good. Here come the Redhawks. So the score now is 4-2 Bulldogs. We get a reach in foul there as Raider tipped that one away from Nelson, and she gets called for the reach in, which is the first foul on Marysville. Couple substitutions coming in for Marysville. Grace Minkler in. Also in is Caden Spurgeon. Elsner's going to fire from three, and it's long off the back iron, but Delaney tips the rebound out to Nelson, and she swings it then over to Lears. Nelson with it in the corner. They're going to try to get it down to Kent. She saves it in to Lears. Thought about the quick jumper, but kicks it back out to Delaney. And the starting five still in there for the Redhawks. 4.5 to go here in quarter one. Delaney thought about it. She dribbles in, passes it back out to Lears. That ball is tipped out of bounds by Marysville, so possession stays with Hiawatha. Darcy Lears takes the inbound pass from Delaney. They look down low to Elsner, but there knocking it away was Spurgeon, and a turnover on Hiawatha, and then we get a turnover out of bounds on Marysville. So Marysville gives it right back after the Hiawatha turnover, and Redhawks again still down by 2, 4 minutes to go. Lears now with it, and she kicks it off to Elfner. She'll fire for three again. This time, count it as Abby Elfner, if she can heat up, that's a big bonus for the Redhawks. As they are now up 5-3 here, 3:40 to go in quarter number one. Hiawatha Pep section getting into this one. We're going to get a foul, and it's going to be on Nelson as Maddie Kapp there went to dribble around her, but Nelson in the way, and she picks up her first foul. And with that, she will take a seat, and we'll see Aaliyah Contreras for the first time for the Redhawks. Elfner tips again the pass, attempting to get down low. Our Marysville firing the shot this time is Bryn O'Neill, and she hits the three as well, and the Bulldogs go back up now 7-5. Three lead changes here in this game so far as Hiawatha will try to take the lead back off the Delaney three. That is long rebound to Marysville as Spurgeon, good box out there. She's able to collect the rebound. Marysville with it again, working out in the perimeter. Now they find down low. That's a good find. A block, though, by Elfner as going up for the shot was Bryn O'Neill, but Elfner, the 6'1 junior there, to knock that one away. Hiawatha with it. Contreras will give it up to Kent at the top of the key, and Leertz now with it. They'll reset the offense. Redhawks looking for Kent down low. Contreras will drive. And working down low, she tries to get up the layup. It's no good. And Marysville able to collect the rebound, maybe, as Minkler had it, and it took her from about the free throw line to the half court line just to collect that. And Marysville able to get the ball. And here comes Marysville. And there's a turnover on the Bulldogs as Ingles tried to dribble that one after the pass and dribbles it off of her foot. It goes out of bounds, and Hiawatha will get it back. Several substitutions coming in for Marysville now. In the lineup is Haley Ingles again. Also still in is Maddie Kapp. Now in is De La Fry. Try to find it to Lears, but she is too deep, and she tries to get it to Kent as she tries to swing it around the defender, but an errant pass, and it's turnover again on the Redhawks. Good find there, and we're going to get a foul down low on Hiawatha. Good find down low by Marysville, as that foul will go against Aubrey Kent. So one foul each now for Delaney, Lears, Nelson, and Kent. Firing the three for Marysville. Long, no good, and we're going to get an over-the-back call on Marysville as going up strong was Kent for the rebound. Maddie Kapp is going to be called up for that foul. So just the second team foul on Marysville. Marysville is going to go to a full court press, and Hiawatha able to break it. Now a minute and a half to go. The score is still 5-7. Hiawatha, see if they can take the lead. We're going to get another foul. This one's going to go against Fry. And Marysville now up to three team fouls. It was a foul on the floor, so Hiawatha will inbound under their own basket near their pep section. Long skip pass up to Delaney at the top of the key. Open is Elfner. She'll fire from the corner, and she hits it. That three is nothing but net, and the Redhawks now take the 8-7 lead. Elfner with two big threes here in this game. And then she gets the steal on the other end, and the Redhawks will bring it back across midcourt, trying to add to this one-point lead under a minute to go here in quarter number one. Again, it was a very tight game in our opening matchup between Marysville and Hiawatha to start the season. And again, here to start this first quarter of the HIT, we've got a tight one again as well as Abby Elfner misses a little jumper on her end, but then it's Kent there to collect the rebound, and then we get a tie-up jump ball. Possession arrow favors Marysville. substitution for the Bulldogs. That's Bryn O'Neill. She comes in. They try to get it to the post with a quick shot, and she's able to maintain possession and then draws the foul. And Hiawatha quickly now with five team fouls as that one goes against Abby Elfner. So, again, just one team, one foul for her. And, again, five team fouls total for the Redhawks here in this opening quarter. First free throw is no good. The second one up is also strong, and the rebound, no, it goes out of bounds, knocked out by Marysville. So both free throws by Ingles are no good. And with that, in 30 seconds to go, the Hawks still up by one. Hiawatha probably going to try to hold for one shot here and try to keep the lead heading into quarter number two. Delaney gets it over to Lears. Back up to Delaney at the top of the key, right by the Redhawks logo. And there's a steal as turnover on Hiawatha. Rader able to get the steal. She intercepted the pass, but right after crossing midcourt, she stepped on the out-of-bounds line, and Redhawks will get it back. Down to 8 seconds. Delaney with it. She crosses over. Kicks it over to Contreras, wide open for three, and they're going to call the foul. Oh, my goodness, with a half a second left. They call the third. She knocks down the second one. And she'll get the third and final from this foul on the three-pointer. It's up, and it is long, no good, and the ball will hit the court, and no shots to be had. And with that, our score after one is the home team, Hiawatha Redhawks, up by three, 10-7. We'll be back with second quarter action right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And welcome back to Hiawatha High School at the Roundhouse, where Hiawatha leads Marysville 10-7 as we start quarter number two of game number three here from the HIT. Redhawks with the possession. Delaney turns it over there as getting the steal was O'Neill. She'll take it full distance and lay it in. Bryn O'Neill with the steal and the layup, and Hiawatha turns it over. That is their fifth. Redhawks up by one still. Delaney has it. She gets it to Contreras. She has that one tipped away by Dressman, but the Redhawks still try to get it back. Dressman maintains it. She'll pop and shoot, but that's going to be blocked by Elfner. Saved in, though, by Marysville, and they'll reset their offense. Again, Elfner down low is able to deflect the pass, and we get a tie-up, so after the new quarter starts, the possession arrow still favors Marysville, and they'll get it on the baseline. Contreras contests the three-point look there by Dressman. Then she takes it away from her. Turnover on Marysville, and then Contreras has it knocked out of her hands. And thankfully for the Redhawks, that one goes out on the Bulldogs, and they'll maintain possession. Again, now 7 minutes to go as they try to work it in. Lears has it here near side. She dribbles behind the back, cuts through the defenders, and then has it blocked. Here comes Marysville. They try to work it down low. Instead, the outlet pass over to the corner, and Hiawatha, again, still playing in that tough man defense. And then, again, that's Contreras over there on Dressman, and she winds up shuffling her feet, and it's a turnover on Marysville. Quickly here in the first half, Marysville with 9 turnovers here in this game. Elfner's going to fire from 3, and she is feeling it tonight. Holy cow. She's got 3 attempts, and she is 3 for 3 from behind the arc tonight. And the Redhawks up by 4. Marysville feeds it down low, but she's surrounded by Redhawks. And then we're going to get a tie-up as Lears got in there and was able to tie it up with Lindsay Dressman. And alternating possession arrow gives the ball to the Redhawks as now they're up by 4. Again, Abby Elfner having a whale of a ball game so far here behind the arc as she has had 3 attempts, and she has made all 3 of them. She has it again at the top of the key. She's passing it off to Lears, though. She'll fire from the top of the key, and it is a little strong off the back iron, and no Redhawks down low, so Marysville an uncontested rebound. And then a dribble out front was Lindsay Dressman, and she started to lose control of it. And it was Josie Delaney tying her up, and we get a jump ball call from the officials, so Marysville will keep it, but good defense there by Delaney. Again, Dressman's got to be careful with that dribble. Nearly a travel there by Marysville as Hiawatha, again, still in that man defense, and Marysville really struggling here to get it down low. They are definitely trying to work it down to their post, but a lot of their passes being tipped, and that's something Hiawatha's been really good with here so far this season. That one is going to be out of bounds off of Hiawatha, and in fact, they're going to go ahead and say foul. And that one is going to go against Abby Elfner, team foul number 2 at 6 here in the first half. So one more foul to give before Marysville will be in the bonus. There's a steal by Nelson. She's not able to corral it, though, and knocks it out of bounds. But good defense again, and Marysville's going to have to find a way to avoid some of these turnovers and make some better passes because the Redhawks are just giving them all sorts of fits. And there's another turnover on Marysville as that pass from Raider over to the corner to O'Neill was too high, and Hiawatha's going to get it back. 5:15 now to go here in quarter number 2. Bringing it up near midcourt is Delaney as Nelson has it now on the far side. Kent at the top of the key over to Delaney again. As in now to the game is Addison Williams, the freshman, the 5'6 freshman for Hiawatha, as Abby Elfner will take a rest here in the second quarter now with 2 fouls. Nelson has it, dribbles, passes over to her cousin Kenzie Nelson, and Redhawks again still trying to feed it down low, trying to get it to Lears, I believe, at this point. And again, Lears very athletic, getting bumped a lot down low, but working hard are the Redhawks trying to get a easy layup pass, and we get a turnover. No, jump ball called on Marysville. And they did finally get it down to Lears, but there to tie her up with Spurgeon for Marysville, and the Redhawks will keep it here with the possession arrow favoring them. Lears passes it over to Delaney. Delaney back over to Williams. She'll fire for a long 2, and it's going to, oh, she about had it. It would have been a bank shot if she would have made it, but then off the rebound and steal is Darcy Lears. Addison Williams nearly hit the long 2-pointer, but Darcy Lears was there when Marysville was able to collect the rebound. Darcy Lears nearly steals it away again as she hits the court, and then we get a travel on Marysville. And again, Marysville's really struggling with this defense by the Redhawks. And we're going to get our first time out of the game as head coach Ben Wurtenberger from Marysville is going to have to talk to his team about this, is because they find themselves down 15-9 now here halfway through quarter number 2. Again, live basketball coverage here on the Hiawatha Channel, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. brought to you in part by Citizens Bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company, also Hiawatha Tire and Lube, Edward Jones, Soden Construction of Hiawatha, McDonald's of Hiawatha, and Kex RX Pharmacy and Home Care. Our timeouts on 103.9 KNZA brought to you by Schlegel Popcorn for homegrown popcorn. Check them out. That's Schlegel's homegrown popcorn in Whiting. Again, a proud sponsor of all of our timeouts here on 103.9 KNZA. It was just a quick 30-second timeout here for Marysville, so they will have the ball again here in just a moment. As again, the difference in this game by far is the three-point shooting by Abby Elfner, as she currently is on the bench, but she has 9 points on three made threes. And again, that is the difference, as Darcy Lears has 2 points on two made baskets. Aaliyah Contreras made two free throws as well. As far as for Marysville, they are currently led in scoring by Bryn O'Neill. She has 5 points. Darcy Lears now with it at the top of the key. She gets it over to Delaney. Feeds it down to Kent. She's unable to hold it, but, ow, good play. She just tried to throw it backwards off of a Marysville player, and she was able to throw it off the shin of Raider, and Hiawatha will maintain possession. Up by six here, 3:48 to go. Darcy Lears will dribble and kick it out to Nelson. She'll fire for three, and she connects. Another three-point shot for the Redhawks goes in, and Kenzie Nelson gets on the scorebook, and she's got three. Hiawatha now doubling up the Bulldogs, 18-9. Again, the student section here at Hiawatha is having a good time tonight, as that three-pointer is long. Rebound out to Lears, but she gets tied up there, as on the ground already was Maddie Kapp. Lears was able to get the rebound, but she tripped over her and fell to the ground, and they get her with the traveling call. But the three was long for Marysville, and Marysville fortunate that Lears didn't take that the other way. Kent there with the defense, as they try to feed it down low to Maddie Kapp, but Kent got in the way, and Hiawatha will take it back again. Then a turnover on the Redhawks, and Marysville has it back coming the other way with 2:50 to go. Finally able to get a little jump shot from near the basket. There was Dressman, but she was short on the shot, no good, as there's a three-point shot that, ooh, rims out, no good. Darcy Lears with the pressure, and then a steal by Addison Williams underneath, and Hiawatha able to get it back. So 2.5 to go. Redhawks playing amazing defense here, and Marysville really struggling to find an open look here in this game. They feed it down to Lears. She's going to turn and shoot, and she hits the deck. No foul called, and Marysville there with the rebound, as getting the board was Dressman. Pass in and out, and a long three is no good. Rebound, good board by Kent, as she went up in between Spurgeon and Kapp and pulled that one down, and the Redhawks have it back. Addison Williams over to Lears. Lears going to fire from three, and she connects. Holy cow, it's a three-point shooting contest here in the roundhouse, and the Redhawks taking full control of this one, now up 21-9. With that basket, too, Darcy Lears up to 7 points. Marysville again still trying to work it down low, and there's Nelson. She's able to get in front of the pass, and she steals it away, and again another turnover on Marysville, and Hiawatha quick to shoot the three, as that one long by Nelson, and there for the rebound was Bella Rader for the Bulldogs. Wide open three-point shot from the near side is short, no good. Rebound to Kenzie Nelson, and Coach Jasper calling for his team to slow it down, as we might see a substitution is getting ready to come in for the Redhawks is Sarah Murphy on the next dead ball. Nearly could have been a foul there. No call. As Hiawatha with it, we get a thought Jasper maybe was going to call the timeout. No, Darcy Lears fakes the dribble. Nice wide open shot there for Kenzie Nelson, as Darcy Lears drew the double coverage, and that left Nelson wide open right next to the basket. And with that shot, Nelson now has five. 30 seconds to go. Red Hawks on defense, and we're going to get a foul on Kent as the swing pass over to Dressman caught Kent off guard, and she tried to get in place, but got caught out of position. She commits the foul, and that is her second team foul. So two fouls each on Abby Elfner and Aubrey Kent, and that foul will put Marysville at the line for a 1-1. Substitutions do come in now as Sarah Murphy will come in for the Red Hawks. Grace Minkler coming in for Marysville. Again, the shooter is Lindsay Dressman. The first free throw is good, so she will earn the second free throw. And that is just Dressman's first point here of this game, and the score now 23-10. So far, the Red Hawks outscoring the Bulldogs by a score of 13-3 here in quarter number two. The second free throw is no good, and 20 seconds to go. The Red Hawks can hold here for one shot. 10 seconds to go here in our first half. As Delaney has it, she gets it over to Lear. She'll fire for three. Good if it goes. No, it's long. Rebound out to Marysville. I don't think they realize the shot is, able to get it off. I don't think she was quite ready to take that shot as it's strong. The half-court shot by O'Neill is no good. And at the half, the Red Hawks are in full control of this one. A defensive showing by the home team here in the annual Hiawatha Invitational Tournament. And they lead it at the half, 23-10. Again, we have reached halftime, sponsored by Wilson Direct Tire and Motors for the best deals in tires. Visit Wilson Direct Tires and Motors again for your next tire purchase. Again, it's halftime. We'll be back with stats and details from the first half coming up after this on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And welcome back to the Roundhouse at the annual Hiawatha Invitational Girls Basketball Tournament, as it is the third and final game here of the day. As earlier this evening in the first game, Jackson Heights, the number one overall seed, knocked off Concordia 54-44. In the second game, it was number two seed Lafayette losing to number five seed St. Mary's, as the Bears win that one by a score of 61-51. So both Jackson Heights and St. Mary's advance to play on Thursday again in the semifinals. As far as for Lafayette and Concordia. They will play on Thursday at 4:30. And again, the winner of that one will play in the third place game at 12 o'clock on Saturday. So potentially here, if Hiawatha is able to hold on, they would advance to take on St. Mary's, while then Jackson Heights would take on Marysville again in the other two games. Well, let's take a look at the first half stats for both teams here in this one, as for the visitors from Marysville, again, a tough sled for them to pull here in the first half, as for them, they had just a total of 10 points, 7 points in the first quarter, 3 only points in the second quarter. They were 2 for 6 from the free throw line. They made 2 threes and 1 other field goal. A total of 14 turnovers with 14 fouls. So again, the big difference for Marysville in this one, again, the turnovers definitely a problem, and that inability to get the ball down low really causing issues. And the Hiawatha Redhawks, again, making hay from behind the three-point line, as their stats look like this. They were 2 for 3 from the free throw line, as all three free throws coming from Aaliyah Contreras, as she was fouled on her one and only three-point attempt, and she knocked down the first two free throws from that, again, free throw attempt. And again, it was just 2 made free throws for the Redhawks on 3 attempts. There were 4 three-pointers made, 3 for Abby Elfner. In fact, she took 3 shots from behind the arc and made all 3, as she has 9 points in the game. As far as turnovers for the Redhawks, just 7. In fact, only 3 turnovers there in the second half. There are 17 fouls for the Redhawks. Individual stats for Marysville, they are currently led in scoring by Bryn O'Neill. She has 2 field goals for a total of 5 points. Bella Rader has 3 points on 1 made 3, and Lindsay Dressman with the other point for Marysville, as she made 1 of 2 free throws. Fouls for Marysville, Bella Rader currently has 2, and then 1 foul for Maddie Kapp and Bella Rader. Individual stats for the Redhawks. Abby Elfner leads the scoring for the Redhawks. She has 9 on those 3 made 3s. Darcy Lears has 3 made field goals, including 1 3, for a total of 7 points. Kenzie Nelson has another 3 as well for the Redhawks, as she has 5 points, and Aaliyah Contreras with 2 points on her 2 made free throws. There is a little bit of a foul issue for Abby Elfner. In fact, she sat a good chunk of the second quarter. She has 2 fouls, and there towards the end of the second quarter, Aubrey Kent picked up her second foul as well. Other fouls for Hiawatha, Kenzie Nelson has 1, Darcy Lears with 1, and Josie Delaney also with 1 foul. Again, our score at the half, it is Hiawatha in full control of this one. They are up by 13, 23-10, as the Redhawks, again, with a win, would advance to the semifinals and have a date with the Bears from St. Mary's. Again, our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Visit them if you're in need of tires or any servicing. Again, our halftime sponsor here on Kansaland Radio. Also, we want to thank several of our Hiawatha Channel sponsors, as well as you're listening to coverage on the Hiawatha Channel at mscsports.net. They include Howard Seed of Hiawatha, also Kyle Olson with Glacial Hills Financial Group of Thrivent, Ag Partners Cooperative, Carl's Body Shop, also Rainbow Communications, a proud Hiawatha Channel sponsor, also one of our title sponsors, again here with basketball coverage here on 103.9 KNZA. All right, a couple minutes to go before the start of the second half. We're going to take another commercial break. We'll be back with the second half after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica fiberhoods. These 3 fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know that they're planning on expanding their services to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details while adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling as early as April. So call them to get your name on the schedule at 785-985-2292. At Anderson Meats in Troy, They appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing. Located south on Last Chance Road in Troy, call them at 785-985-2292.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And welcome back to Hiawatha High School, home of the Red Hawks, where the host school here tonight leads the visitors from Marysville 23-10 in that second quarter, all Hiawatha, as again they outscore the Bulldogs by 10 points, 13-3. It was back and forth here early on in this game. In fact, Marysville took the initial lead at one point. They were up 4-2, and then Hiawatha would take the lead. There were four total lead changes in that one as they went back and forth a couple of times before Hiawatha really put the gas on the fire and got hot from behind the three-point line, and the Redhawks took control again in the second quarter. All right, quick reset here. The original starters for the Redhawks coming back out in this one. They include Delaney, Elfner, Lears, Kent, and also Nelson. For Marysville out there is Cap, Dressman, Ingalls, Rader, and O'Neill. Again, Marysville still trying to work it down low, and that man defense by Hiawatha is still tough. There's a three-point shot as the defense by Nelson throwing that one off a little bit too long, and picking up the rebound was Delaney. Redhawks come storming down court the other way. Delaney gets it to Nelson, who is fouled as she dribbled towards the basket. They're staying on the floor, so first team foul of the second half goes to Marysville, and it is on Rader, which is her third foul. Shot up by the Redhawks is no good, so Marysville collects the rebound and they bring it down court. And Marysville's trying to work it inside. They're doing an inside out game as they're trying to feed it down to their post and then kick it back out for a look at three, but Hiawatha just so quick to the ball, getting in the passing lanes, and just like that, Kent is able to intercept that pass attempted to go to O'Neill, and another turnover on Marysville. Lears thought about the three, but brings it back down and gets it over to Delaney. Lears had it back before turning it over on a pass attempt to Kent. Marysville with it. They bring it across midcourt. Here near side is O'Neill. She'll get it back to the top of the key to Rader. Dressman with it as Delaney there knocks the pass away. That attempt from O'Neill trying to get it over here in the corner to Rader, but again, quick hands by Delaney, and Hiawatha again doing a great job of getting in those passing lanes, and Marysville just unable to come up with an answer to that. There's another tip pass. Marysville able to get it to, let me see, they got that over to Dressman, who was able to get a decent look at it, but shot too long, and it's tipped out of bounds back to Hiawatha. And here come the Redhawks already. Quick 2 minutes off the clock here in quarter number three. Lears has it over to Nelson. And Delaney will take it back up at the top of the key as they reset. And Hiawatha now will try to work it down to give and go from Elfner to Lears. And that shot is too strong as Lears had it down on her knee. And unable to get a decent shot, and then Hiawatha, after the rebound, turns it over, and here comes the Bulldogs. And then it's Rader who is able to get the shot fake and get Hiawatha off their feet. It's another three-pointer. I couldn't even tell you what happened on the other end before Abby Elfner connects again for another three-pointer, and she's got 12 on four made threes. It is 26-10, and Marysville tries to answer with a three of their own. It's no good. Rebound out long to Darcy at the free throw line, and the Redhawks have it back, and 3 minutes off the clock here in the third quarter. Elfner with it, far side. Lears has it. She's going to go up and under, try to get the layup. No foul called before Marysville steals it away. As there to take it away as was O'Neill. As Lears tried to sling a pass out behind her, but again, Lears was there. Pressed by Hiawatha, and then we get a timeout called by Marysville. As they were close to a 10-second count, and it's going to be a full timeout by the Bulldogs, and that is their first timeout called here in the second half. As Hiawatha up big in this one, 26-10. Again, sponsors of the Hiawatha Channel here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and the Hiawatha Channel, Hiawatha Booster Club, also Waddell and Reed Financial Advisors, Jade Millwrights Incorporated, Rainbow Communications, and McDonald's of Hiawatha. Again, our timeouts here on Kansaland Radio, sponsored by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn in Whiting. For the best homegrown popcorn, visit Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Get out of Whiting. 4.5 to go, a full timeout there by Marysville, as again, they have yet to score here in the second half. They only scored 3 points in the second quarter, and again, in danger of being run out of the gym here in this one. Again, Abby Elfner, again, the story. She has had 4 attempted threes in this game, and they haven't even been close. I mean, they have been nothing but net each time, so she is definitely zoned in from behind the arc here tonight. Marysville has it. They get it near midcourt, and they try the give and go there. That's no good. Good find down low, but there with the trap defense is Hiawatha, and Marysville again turns it over nearly as Kent tipped that one away, but right there was O'Neill. They finally get a decent look down low as Haley Ingles gets her first basket of this game. She's got 2 points, and that somewhat quiets this Red Hawk crowd, but they're taking her fifth three attempt with Abby Elfner, and that one was just a little short. So Elfner is human. She misses for the first time here tonight, and the Red Hawks are back on defense. Marysville has it, top of the key. Try to work it down low again, but Darcy Lears, like a linebacker, reads that pass down low, and she intercepts it and takes it the other way. Marysville sets the sub in as Lears seriously thought about the three before pulling it back, and they actually are going to try to work it down low to her. She's double-teamed, and then they're going to get a jump ball called, and that will keep the ball here as they're really trying to work that down low to Darcy Lears, but every time they get it to her, they're doubling her up. And again, it's a shot that Darcy can make, but again, Marysville, at least on those plays, has done a good job of keeping Hiawatha from getting easy looks. From the perimeter, that's a different story. Darcy has it again. She posts up. She tries to get the shot off. It's no good. Then she dives for the ball and tries to get it back. She hits the floor hard, but Marysville retains possession on that turnover. Marysville with it, as we're going to get a foul called on Kent. Hiawatha now, quick three turnovers in this second half. Kent there with that foul. That is her third. And then we're going to get a timeout called here by Hiawatha. It's going to be a quick timeout. We're going to take a 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And welcome back here to the Roundhouse in Hiawatha as the Redhawks lead this one 26-12, 2:56 to go here in the third quarter. At the halftime, the Redhawks honored the Redhawk graduate Emily Gartner, who graduated back in 2018, one of the better Redhawks to come out of Hiawatha in the last decade or so as she played collegiate ball. Marysville has it now as they try to find a crack here in this very tight Hiawatha defense. As Kenzie Nelson there, the coverage and the near turnover it is. That pass long to Dressman, and Aaliyah Contreras is in there to steal it away. She had it knocked away when she got to the free throw line, but Lears was there to get it back to her point guard. And there is a miscue as Nelson is trying to find Abby Elfner here near side in the corner. But Elfner broke towards the basket, and Nelson threw it out of bounds. Low-scoring third quarter. Just 3 points for Hiawatha, 2 points for Marysville. As with the short jumper by Dressman is no good. And then we're going to have a tie-up down low as Nelson and Ingles tie up on the rebound. And possession arrow keeps it with Marysville. Stack there run by Marysville as shot no good. Then we're going to get a travel as Grace Minkler came into the game and she got the pass after the stack play didn't work, and she went up for the shot, and there to block it was Delaney, and Grace came back down, and that was a turnover traveling on Marysville, their third here of the quarter. Contreras has it. She dribbles to just inside the three-point line and then kicks it back out to Delaney. Hiawatha will set up their offense. They're looking to work it to Lears here near side. They find her. She thought about the three. Instead, dribbles out of her stance and gets it back to Delaney. They'll work over far side now before giving it back to Elfner, top of the key. Trying a little give and go from Lears to Elfner. She'll fire for the quick three that, oh, nearly rimmed in, and good job by Nelson to tip it back out to Delaney for the long two that's just strong, and rebound finally corralled by Ingles for Marysville. Marysville down to a minute to go here in the third quarter, trying to find Ingles down low. They're able to get it to her. The pass comes back out of bounds, and then we get a foul called on Contreras. That is just her first foul, but team foul number two here in the second half. Not nearly as many fouls for the Redhawks here in the second half as they were at five in the first quarter. And with 50 seconds to go here in the third, we're going to get a travel call on Ingles. Good defense there. She got sandwiched in between Lears and Nelson, and she tried to make a move but shuffled her feet, so Hiawatha gets the ball back on the Marysville turnover. Lears works down to the free throw line, tries for the quick jumper. Oh, it rims out. Couldn't get the roll, and 30 seconds to go. Here comes Marysville. Very different style of game from what we saw here earlier today, as high-scoring games in that St. Mary's and Lafayette game, and Marysville able to collect the rebound there on the miss by Minkler, as putting it in was Ingles. She gets her second basket, and Marysville down by 12 now. Lears has it. 5 seconds to go. She has it stripped away and stolen, and here comes Marysville before Nelson goes for the steal and commits the foul. Couple substitutions. Raider and Fry will come in for the Bulldogs. Third team foul on Hiawatha. And that is Nelson's second personal. In there for the Redhawks with 2 seconds to go is starting five. A long three-pointer there is no good. An attempt by O'Neill is short. And with that, we enter quarter number four, as it was Marysville actually able to outscore the Redhawks 4-3 in a very tight, low-scoring third quarter. But currently it is the Redhawks at full control, 26-14. We've got one quarter left to go here at the Roundhouse. We're going to step away for a timeout. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Yeah, we're underway here in quarter at number four as Hiawatha has it to start this fourth and final period. Committing the quick foul is Marysville as Elfner had it. Give and go goes to Lear. She's going to get the layup and going to count it. Give her the bonus free throw as Darcy Lears with the drive on the left side is able to lay it in. She's got nine. And she'll get an extra free throw as Hiawatha has only attempted, after this one here, four free throws in this game. Lears eyes it, flies it, and she connects. She's got 10 now. So Hiawatha with three quick points to start this quarter. That matches, or nearly matches, what they had in the entire third period. There's a turnover as a pass from Fry down low is no good, and here come the Redhawks again. Lears has it now near side. She gets it to Kent at the top of the key, who's going to swing it over to Delaney. Near steal there as O'Neill tried to pick her pocket. And poor Hiawatha, fortunate that Delaney was able to collect it. We're going to get another foul, this time against Marysville. Haley Ingalls is going to collect this foul for her second, and that is team foul number four here in the second half. Again, not very many fouls for Marysville. However, their starter, number three, Raider, has three of the total of eight fouls for the team in this game. Addison Williams, the freshman, back in for the Redhawks. She gets it to Kent, who's now going to get it back to Delaney. Again, four of the original five starters still in this one for Hiawatha. Again, as Delaney, Lears, and Elfner playing a majority here of this second half already. Lears has it. She drives to the free throw line before kicking it out to Delaney again. And if Hiawatha can continue their crisp passing here, they should be able to work this clock really well as they finally try to get it down to Elfner, who pokes up. And despite the double team, the 6'1" junior is able to lay it in, and she's got 14 points. Here comes Marysville. They find the open shooter near side, but thinking otherwise is Fry. Marysville again now tries to look down low. They get it to Raider before she's double-teamed by Elfner and Kent. A little quick jumper. There is nothing but net. Good look there by Raider for the quick jumper. She's got 5 points now at 6:12 to go. A quick 30-second timeout, and Hiawatha has come out on all cylinders firing well here in quarter number four. As, again, it was Darcy Lears with the layup. She was able to get to the free throw line on a good find by Elfner, and And another basket for the Redhawks, and they're up in this one by 15, 31-16 with 6:12 to go. Marysville gets that quick jumper there, and they're going to have to probably put a press on here on Hiawatha if they're going to try to get back into this one. And looks like that's exactly what they're going to do, is in for Marysville is O'Neill. Also Fry and Raider in there as Lears has it. She's going to get it up to Delaney, and Hiawatha able to break that press. And Marysville definitely having to change things up here to try to claw back into this one, but time could quickly become a factor if they don't find a way to score some quick points here. Hiawatha doing the exact opposite, trying to work a little bit of clock, and Kent's up at the three-point line. She's going to get it to Addison Williams, who's got it back over to Lears, back to the point guard Delaney, and Hiawatha resets again. They work it down to Elfner again. She's going to put up the little floater over the double team once more, and that's 16 points for the junior. Marysville has it across midcourt. They look down low to the post. They find Dressman, but Kent closes, and then a pass is intercepted, and then we get a tie-up jump ball, and it'll stay here with Marysville. Sarah Murphy, the 5'7 senior, will check in for Kent as the 5'9 senior Aubrey Kent takes a breather for the Redhawks. She does have three fouls, but again, Hiawatha in full control of 33-16. You know, the first two games were high scoring. In fact, the first game was 98 combined points between Jackson Heights and Concordia. Game two between Lafayette and St. Mary's was a total of 112 points, and here in this one, low-scoring game, 33-18 now, as Marysville there is able to knock down the jumper, and with that shot, it's 33-18. Hiawatha has it, 4.5 to go. Lears up at the top of the key as she gets it back then over to Delaney now. Sarah Murphy, again, just in, has it and swings it over to Lears. And Hiawatha just taking their time on every possession, milking as much clock off as they can. Sarah Murphy there has that one stolen away from her. And Marysville with it. They come down the court looking for a quick shot. That pass is intercepted by Darcy Lears. They tried to get it up to the free throw line, and Darcy was waiting for it, and she'll dribble across half court. 3:45 to go. Hiawatha still in full control, up 15. Elfner has it here near side, and she passes it, tries to get it down to Murphy, and Murphy wasn't open at all, and Elfner commits the turnover. And Hiawatha now with 7 here in the second half. Marysville has done a better job of not turning it over, as that three-point attempt by Bryn O'Neill is no good. Rebound to Addison Williams. 3:10 to go. Again, Delaney, Williams, Elfner, Murphy, and Lear still in there for the Redhawks. Lear's dribble drive. She's going to scoop and score as she works the left side. And Darcy Lears up to 12 points now in the lead, 35-18. Long pass by Marysville. Then they get it down low before the ball is tipped away by Lears and stolen by the Redhawks. Delaney is able to corral that one. Marysville currently with 17 fouls as well here in the second half, as we're at 2.5 to go. Williams with it. She's going to get it over to Delaney, and the senior will back it up to the midcourt line. Then we get a reach-in foul called on Marysville, and it goes against Bryn O'Neill. And that is team foul number 5, but just O'Neill's first personal foul. Substitutions as O'Neill will come out, so will Fry. And in now is Raider. and Minkler along with Kapp and Spurgeon along with Dressman. Elfner top of the key as Marysville extends their defense out to the Hiawatha offense, trying to keep them from the quick passes. Elfner's going to fire for three again. This one is off the front iron and then off the backboard. No good. Long rebound out of bounds to Dressman, but she didn't realize she had a foot on the out-of-bounds line, and so she collects the rebound. Give her credit for that, but then Marysville promptly turns it back over for their eighth turnover of the half, and we have a turnover again on Hiawatha. As for the first time this game, Josie Delaney will get a breather, and Contreras will come back in. That pass to Lears is long, and she's able to come back to it before it goes out of bounds, and Hiawatha saves themselves from a turnover. Under 2 minutes to go. Williams now running the point for Hiawatha. Nelson in there. She thought about the three, but again, coach wanting them to run time. Williams, though, was wide open, and clutch three-pointers there for the freshman. Addison Williams is on the board, and man, Hiawatha is on fire from the three-point line. Marysville tries to answer with a free throw of their own. It's long, no good, and then we get a tie-up. Possession arrow, Redhawks at a minute 29. Hiawatha up by 20. Substitution back in for the Redhawks. This is number one, Delia Fry. Also coming in for Hiawatha is number 10, Laura Lears coming in. And Claire Twombly in for Hiawatha. So the bench is clearing for the Redhawks. We get a foul called, I believe, on Marysville. Grace Minkler, her first foul. That is team foul number 6. So the next one puts the Redhawks in the bonus as Contreras has it now as the point guard. She's double-teamed here near side. She's trying to get it across court. She needs to find the outlet. Williams is right there, and fortunate as Contreras probably should have passed that one off. I don't know if she didn't see Williams, but either way, Hiawatha gets it back, and Hiawatha will continue to work clock down to a minute to go here in this one. Addison Williams with it. She gets it to the free throw line. Laura Lears now has it over to Contreras, and then we have a foul down low, and it's going to go, I believe, on Minkler. And that is stand corrected. That's on number 23, her first foul. Number 23 for Marysville is Casey Roche. And again, that puts Hiawatha into the bonus. So a 1-1 free throw here for Contreras. That free throw is no good. And then we get a tie up on the rebound as Nelson ties up Minkler, and Marysville will keep it. Again, 57 seconds to go. We're under a minute, and Hiawatha up in this one, 38-18, as the Redhawks so far outscoring the Bulldogs 12-4 here in this fourth quarter. Marysville with it, and then we get a little touch foul. They're going to say it was on the floor, committed before the shot, and this one goes on Contreras, her second foul, and Nelson will sit. And Sarah Murphy back in. Again, all subs in now for Hiawatha. As that ball goes, no, actually going to call the foul. I thought they dribbled it out of bounds, but instead they get Contreras with the foul. So, again, five players off the bench for Hiawatha now. They include Contreras, also Twombly, Murphy, Laura Lears, and Addison Williams. And Marysville tries to save it from going out of bounds, but unable to do so. And Marysville still going to stay in this press. And Hiawatha able to get it to Addison Williams. And with her speed, she's able to easily get it across midcourt. Laura Lears with it, gets it back to Addison Williams. And Hiawatha kicks it to Laura. She's got a shot wide open and bucket. Laura Lears, the three. And that is a very fitting end here to this game as the substitution comes in. Laura Lears hits the three, and why not? Bella Rader also connects. She's got 10 points, and then we get a turnover and travel on Addison Williams as Hiawatha in full control. 10 seconds to go. It is 41-21. There is a turnover. as Addison Williams fumbled the inbounds pass and commits the travel, and then we're going to get a jump ball called on that possession, and it will go back to Hiawatha, and Marysville's going to stay here in this press, but Hiawatha with it, get it back to Contreras, and then they get it up to Laura Lears, and she just needs to dribble this one out. She passes it down to Twombly, who fires the shot, no good. The freshman trying to get a bucket here in her first varsity appearance of the Hiawatha Invitational, and it is all Redhawks here in the opening round as they win this one by a score of 41-21. The Redhawks outscore the Marysville Bulldogs by a score of 15-7, and they roll in this one by 20. We're going to take our final commercial break here of the broadcast tonight. Stay tuned. We will bring you, again, our player to bank on, sponsored by Citizen State Bank and Company. Again, Rainbow Communications, a proud sponsor of high school basketball here on KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know that they're planning on expanding their services to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details while adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling as early as April. So call them to get your name on the schedule at 785-985-2292. At Anderson Meats in Troy, they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing. Located south on Last Chance Road in Troy. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And one final time, Seth Tollefson back here with you on the MSC Sports Radio Network as we are at the 2013 Hiawatha Girls Invitational Tournament as we bring you the nightcap here tonight as it's Hiawatha all over Marysville, 41-21 here this evening. Quickly, we'll run down our stats here for tonight. First, the team stats for Marysville. In this one, they scored 21 points. They were 2 of 6 from the free throw line, just 2 made threes in the game, and a total of 22 turnovers for the Bulldogs in the game. For Hiawatha, they win it again 41-21. They were 2 for 3, just 3 attempted free throws in this ball game. 3 of 5 in this game, as Contreras had 2 made free throws in this one. And in the ball game, it was a total of 8 3-pointers for the Redhawks. They had 15 turnovers in the game. Individually, for the visitors from Marysville, they were led in scoring by Bella Rader. She had 2 3-pointers and 2 other field goals. She did finish the game with 3 fouls. Again, 10 points for number 3, Bella Rader. 5 points for number 4, Bryn O'Neill. She had 1 made 3. as well as one made field goal. 4 points for Haley Ingalls, and then 1 point each for Maddie Kapp and Lindsay Dressman. As far as for the winning team, Hiawatha, they were led in scoring by Abby Elfner. She was 5 for 7 from behind the three-point arc, as she had a total of 16 points in this ballgame, and she also finished the game with 2 fouls. 12 points for Darcy Lear. She had 1 made 3 in this ballgame. She finishes with 1 foul. 5 points for Kenzie Nelson, 1 made 3 for the sub, Laura Lears. Also in the game, it was 2 points then for Aaliyah Contreras here in the game. Again, our final score, Hiawatha wins at 41-21. One final thing to take care of, and it's going to be pretty obvious tonight. Our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company player to bank on would be the junior, number 12, Abby Elfner. Again, she was 5 for 7 from behind the free throw line. And again, a big night for her, getting Hiawatha off to a hot start as they win it 41-21. Up next for Hiawatha, they will play Marysville on Thursday, St. Mary's on Thursday, and it will be Jackson Heights taking on Marysville as well in the semifinals. That's going to do it for tonight. My thanks to studio engineer Chance Link, also to Paige Mueller and Leah Kessler here with the Hiawatha Channel. And Hiawatha wins it 41-21. I'm Seth Tollefson reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.